Hi, how are you?
Good, yourself? What would you like?
I would like some lettuce.
Si Marnum Farham ay isang regular na kliyente sa Faulkner Community Market sa Melbourne.
I come to this market because it's really near our home and the prices are reasonable and the people, the volunteers, they're really nice and they help us out a lot.
Sinabi niya na kung wala ang palengke, magiging masyadong mahirap na makabili ng sariwang produkto.
All the other shops that are near this place, I find that the prices are about or a bit higher, but they're not really fresh. The food aren't really fresh, so it's really difficult because then we go all the way to Hualalor, and it's really hard for us to go there because my husband, he works, and so it's really hard for us to reach that place.
Ang palengke ay mula sa community grocer sa suburb ng Carlton na nagdadala ng mga malulusog at murang pagkain sa mga nakatira sa pabahay publiko. Si Faulkner ay pinili upang sumubok sa konsepto na maaaring ulitin sa kahabaan ng estado. Ang palengke ay itinayo upang maglingkod sa mga pamilyang may mababang sweldo at mga bagong dating na refugee upang labanan ang isyu ng seguridad sa pagkain. Si Sara Kotsopoulos ay mula sa Mary Community Health Services na sumusuporta sa Community Grocer Project. Sinabi niya na may ilang issue na humahamon sa pagbili ng sariwa, malusog, mura at naaangkop na pagkain.
We've got about 6 fresh fruit and veg outlets compared to 13 takeaway outlets in the area. And we do find that transport's a really big issue for the community in Faulkner. So people often don't have a car or they're relying on walking to get to the shop. So it's quite difficult.
Sinabi niya na ang mga estatistikang bumabalot sa seguridad ng pagkain sa lugar ay nakakagulat.
In 2011, we saw that about 5% of people said that they were food insecure, whereas it jumped to about 11% in 2013. So we saw that was a really big increase and really wanted to do something about it to help the community and to improve access to fresh fruit and veg.
You should try the grapes. We have them for the first time.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I think they're really sweet.
Ang 30 taong gulang na Ganesha Ganesha ay isang voluntaryo sa palengke. Sinabi niya na ang pinasimulan ay maganda.
If you ask me, this is the hallmark or trademark of Australia. Yeah. So, only in Australia. I haven't seen it in Singapore to my knowledge. This is addressing a big issue in communities these days. Is that how do we get quality produce for quality price?
Halimbawa, ang mga mamimili sa palengke ay nagbabayad ng 20 dolyar kumpara sa dobling halaga na sinisingil sa malalaking supermarket. At karamihan sa mga produkto sa palengke ay mabibili ng mula 10 hanggang 30% mas mura kaysa sa mga supermarket. Kagaya na sinabi ni Sara Kotsopoulos, ang mga naghahanap ng tradisyonal na sangkap ay makakabili din dito.
We've got quite a few people from Pakistan who love their okra, so we always make sure that there's okra here for people to purchase. And then we also have a big Italian community in Faulkner, so we've always got the tomatoes and the zucchinis and things that people will be using quite often.
Lahat ng produkto ay nanggagaling sa lokal na supplier na bumibili sa isang wholesaler. Anumang tubo mula sa pagbebenta sa palengke ay ibinabalik. At bawat linggo, binibigyan ng libreng barbecue ang mga voluntaryo at mamimili habang gumagamit ng mga produkto ng palengke. Ang barbecue ay hindi lamang nagpapakain sa mga walang makain, sinabi ni Ganesha Ganesha na mas marami pa itong nagagawa.
Community engagement is one very big thing of this community grocery project. When they come here, not only do we engage them, but they meet their fellow Faulkner residents. And then you find people of different ethnicity mixing around. And because of the barbecue, when they join us, that's a sort of a social event as well.
Kakaunti ang nasasayang dahil karamihan sa mga natitirang sariwang produkto ay ibinibigay ng libre sa mga lokal na ahensya ng tulong.